Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bring in Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette now. And Eric, so what did this win yesterday do to you, or at least for your optimism?
Well, geez, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I don't know. It didn't really do a whole lot for me, honestly. I mean, they were playing a team that was not very good, that to me appeared kind of has given up. And it didn't show a whole lot. It showed me, I guess what I got from it most of all was, Kamal Martin is a pretty good football player. I really like him there at the linebacker spot. But, you know, that's really it. Yeah, well, one other thing, too, that's a little controversial, but they need another receiver, I believe, if they're going to try to get to the big dance.
Yeah, they I really believe – now, let me ask you this, because we were just talking about this. I know J.J. Watt's unhappy, and there's a lot of rumors about him maybe possibly leaving Houston if indeed they decide to trade him, albeit at the end of the season they can pretty much cut him loose and it's not going to cost him anything. But would you trade for a guy like J.J. and put him on that defensive front?
Yeah, that could help a little bit. I think if they're going to – you know, I was – up until yesterday, I was a firm believer that, you know, they could get by on offense with what they have. They got, you know, probably the top quarterback or very close to the top quarterback in the league, and they got enough around them to make them deadly. But that drop by MVS there in the fourth quarter that is just like a little 9-yard out that hit him in the hands. You know, that's hard. That's hard to deal with. You know, he ran the route okay, which was some of his bugaboo for a while, but they hit him in the hands and he drops it. And that's, yeah, you know what? They're up. They're winning, and it's by a wide margin. Is it something that really is going to kill you in that particular game? No, but what about in San Fran? Or, you know, pick a game down the road that's important and you have a guy that you can't trust to catch the football, and your other guy that you can trust to catch the football has got three guys on him. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. So, right. Yeah, I think yeah, having Watt would be great. I think that's fine, but I think they need to get a receiver.
Is there anybody, first of all, in particular that you're thinking about?
Well, the Fuller kid out of Houston. That guy, I think, would be okay. I think they need to get a third, fourth-year guy, someone that's not going to be too expensive but can catch the football. Nobody lets those guys go, right? But there's a, you know, I don't know. It sounds like Michael Thomas might be on the block down at New Orleans. I mean, so there's guys out there that you might be able to get. And I don't know who comes in and helps this team, but, you know, somebody that you can count on to catch the football in a big spot is what they – and I don't know if he's even out there, to be honest with you.
So offensive line-wise, what did you think of the play yesterday?
Well, there's a couple times where Watt made those guys look silly, that's for sure. That third and one play where Watt's been screaming through the backfield and got Williams for a minus three. That one was pretty ugly, but it was the kind of what you expect. Guard center guard was pretty good football play, and I think Turner was just good enough. But I think if you really dissect it and look at it, that ball was coming out of there pretty quick yesterday. He wasn't Rodgers was not hanging out of the football, and that was not by chance. That was so that he doesn't get pummeled like he did the week before in Tampa Bay. But so. I thought they were just good enough. They opened up some holes in the run game, that's for sure. You know, Jamal Williams is that kind of running back where he's going to get you what you block. you know, he's not going to do a whole lot and get you a whole lot extra. So, you know, I thought there were some bright spots there. And I think in the passing game, the guard center guard spot was really, really good. They were a little flimsy on the outside at times, but, you know, the design for the day was we're going to get the ball out of there quickly so they don't, so that Rodgers isn't picking himself off the carpet the entire afternoon, and it worked.
You talked a little bit about the need for an additional wide receiver, but we did see the tight ends get involved heavily yesterday, at least, you know, numerous throws. You saw Sternberger get involved. Obviously, you still see Tonyan doing his thing. Mercedes Lewis had a couple of passes in his direction yesterday. Have we now figured out that the way to use the tight ends, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, some of that stuff was some pretty hardcore play-action pass stuff. they're able to utilize the seam a little bit. I don't know. I think they still need to throw the ball to the tight ends more than they do. You know, I'm just going to say that just because, you know, you got your star out there and you know how important he is. And you watched that football game yesterday afternoon and you saw how important Davante Adams is. And the numbers and the stats and all that stuff are great, but I, as a head coach, do I want my guy getting the opportunity for injury that often? I mean, I think if he got 10 targets a game, that would be okay. Probably 8 to 9 would be where you'd really like it to be. 13 plus, I think to me that now we're looking at injury risk and playing deep into the playoffs. They got to throw somewhere else. But the problem is someone else has got to emerge that can catch the football other than the tight end group. There has to be somebody on the perimeter that, and maybe it's Lazard when he comes back from his injury. Maybe that's the answer. But yesterday it was really apparent that having an additional guy that you can trust to catch the football is really going to be important.
Defensively speaking, I really like what's going on in the secondary. Jair Alexander is gone kind of, you know, in an essence, unnoticed because his number's not being called. They're not even throwing at the guy hardly anymore. How good has he emerged?
He's like a wet blanket, huh? He can just put the fire out in a hurry. I really like the way he plays football. Not only the fact that he can cover a pass, but he comes up and sticks his nose in the run game, too. And that's really that's important for making sure that you don't have those big runs that rip off and that really hurt your defense. The other guy that I think that's playing really good right now is Josh Jackson. I think he's really doing a nice job on the perimeter. And, you know, he's not – he gets a little handsy. I mean, that's kind of – he's figured out how he's going to fit into this pro game a little bit. He's got to be physical on the line of scrimmage, and he's got to be physical because he's not a flat-out, you know, straight-line burner. So his game is going to be a physical game, and he's probably going to get picked up for some penalties, and you got to expect that. But I really like the way he plays around the line of scrimmage too. I mean, he's not afraid to go up and make a tackle behind the line, and that's what you really want to have is against teams like especially the Texans. But as you're going through in your through the season, you want to be able to make sure that you can count on those guys on the perimeter to come out and make a play once in a while, and not just run around in field. And both of those guys have shown that they can do that. And quite frankly, Kevin King, before the injury, was doing just that as well.
I wanted to go back to – you had talked a little bit about the run blocking up front. Jamal Williams, I don't know what the number is going to be, but he continues to impress. And I know he's at the end of his deal. What do you think it's going to take to retain his services? Because, I mean, as much as I know they want to press A.J. Dillon, they want to get him involved and they want him to do big things, do you hang on to Jamal Williams and what he's been able to produce?
That's a tough call. I'm glad you asked that question because I think he's a steady Eddie guy kind of guy. You know what you're going to get from him. He's not gonna bust any 70-yarders. Okay, his small area quickness is not what Aaron Jones is, and so he's get the type of running back that's going to get you the yards that are in front of him. He's not going to leave anything on the field, but he's not going to do anything special when there's no blocking there, or maybe take that 8-yard run to a 20-yard run, or that 15-yard run to take it all the way. That's not the type of running back he is. He's steady in the passing game. He blocks pretty well. He's had a couple blunders here recently, but he's in the right spot at the right time, which is probably three quarters of the battle. And he had the drop yesterday in the flat that looked kind of ugly. But I'm not so sure you know, I kind of disagree with you. I'm not so sure he's someone you kind of want to have, maybe just to have, because he's a steady Eddie type guy. But I don't think you say, well, I'm going to keep him over Jones anytime. You know, that just to me doesn't make sense. And I think that at that position group, you got A.J. Dillon, and it's that is a young man's position group. And I think you can only keep too many old fellers back there.
Right, no doubt. Good stuff, as always. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, have a great week. Thanks a lot.
See you, pal. There you go. Eric Branchek of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus. They've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.